Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this first session of the Revisions Committee to the Model Rules on the Permanent Identification of Railway Rolling Stock. As there are some new faces around, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Francesco Dionori. I will be the secretary for this Revisions Committee. It is my great pleasure to be here and to be sitting here without the chair for the moment, but hopefully we will sort that out very soon. Of course, I am here to answer also any questions that you may have during the session in the breaks in relation to the working of the Revisions Committee, the working of UNEC as well, of course, if you are new to our activities, and anything else that we need to discuss, including where the toilets are and all these minor things which can come in handy during the day. So as I said, it's a great pleasure to open the session here today. If you don't mind, I will just go through the first agenda item and the second agenda item on the adoption of the agenda and the election of the chair until we have a chair nominated and elected. As this is the first session of this new committee, and for some of you it's the first time being here at an ECE meeting, I'd just like to take the opportunity to run through a few administrative processes, and apologies to those of you who know this all already. As you know, the meeting will be conducted with simultaneous interpretation in three languages of UNEC, which are English, French, and Russian, and you can choose your language on the little screens that you have in front of you. We are also streaming the audio of this meeting online for those experts and country representatives who were not able to participate here today in person. It is only the audio. I hope we'll be able to upgrade to video sometime soon, but it was already a big struggle for the Secretariat just to get the audio for today streamed. So we will see what we can do with that going forward. If you would like to take the floor during the session, well, our standard practice is just you take the flag and you raise it like that, and then the chair, when he or she is nominated, will, of course, give you the floor. When you're given the floor, please click on the, I don't know what color button it is on yours, it's gray button, the big gray button to speak. You will see that the light at the end of your microphone turns red. Wait for it to turn red before you start speaking, otherwise our interpreters will miss the first part of your intervention. So it takes some time, sometimes you need to be a bit patient, I apologize, but the technology is what it is. The session today is scheduled to run from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. The same schedule is planned for tomorrow. And then we will see if we need to go to the third day, to the morning of the third day, for to finish off the items of the agenda. We will see how this goes. Of course, it will be up to the chair in terms of timings in the next couple of days. I think we will have suitable time to maybe break a bit sooner in the afternoon today and tomorrow, and maybe break a bit earlier for lunch as well to avoid the queues in the cafeteria. We'll see how it goes. I think there's quite a few agenda items to go through. And one final thing, which is slightly different, I think, from the agenda. When we get to agenda item 9, we will try and read through the draft report rather than just the decisions, so that we can also submit that directly to our parent body, the Working Party on Rail Transport, before the translation deadline for those documents, which are next week. So I'd like to, ladies and gentlemen, move to agenda item 1, which is the adoption of the agenda, which again, I hope you don't mind, the Secretariat will manage in lieu of the election of the chair. The draft agenda for this session is included in document ECE Trans SC2 RC1 2023-1. It's available to download, excuse me, on our website on the link that you will have received via email. There are also some copies outside the room in English, French, and Russian if you would like to take a hard copy and use that over the next few days. Um, Yes, sorry. In addition to what I explained in terms of the timetable, which is slightly different from what is included in the agenda document, we also have an additional informal document number one to discuss under agenda, to show and present under agenda item three in relation to how member states express their interest in the activities of the group of the activities of the working party on rail transport in relation to the outcomes of this revisions committee. But of course, I will come back and explain that better in more detail when we get to agenda item three. So at this stage, I'd just like to open the floor to delegates if there are any questions, comments, or requests on what I've explained in terms of the general process and also on the agenda. So the floor is open if there anyone wants to raise their flag. Nope. Okay, well, that's an easy start to the first agenda item. Excellent. Let's hope we progress like this all the way through the meeting. In that sense, then, I think we can agree that the agenda has been adopted, and we will, of course, include that in the draft report of the session, which we will discuss, as I said, under agenda item 9. So now we move to agenda item 2, which is the election of officers. As per the rules of procedure for the Working Party on Rail Transport, the Revisions Committee is invited to elect a chair and up to two vice chairs to preside over the session for the Revisions Committee of 2023 and 2024. If you don't mind, I would like to start with the election of the chair. To date, the Secretariat has received a nomination from the United Kingdom to act as chair of the Revisions Committee. Are there any other nominations from ECE member states for chair? Would the United Kingdom confirm that they're still interested in being chair of the Revisions Committee? Thank you.